The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, consumers are being warned about fake makeup after arsenic and lead was found in some counterfeit products. So the toxic makeup brands include counterfeits of Kylie Cosmetics by Kylie Jenner and Urban Decay. So two very popular brands and brands that I think a lot of people would use. So to discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Aoife Farrell from the Health Products Regulatory Authority, and in studio, Trina McCarthy, beauty and fashion writer and broadcaster. Aoife, I'm going to start with you. Tell us a little bit about how the HPRA became aware of this.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I suppose this is an issue we become increasingly aware of around this time of year, every year. We see an influx of counterfeit products coming in for the Christmas present market. So we become aware through a number of different avenues. We work in conjunction closely with Customs and Revenue and also our colleagues in HSE. So we can stop them as they come in through the post, through the ports, and when they're passed on to us, we'll send them away for testing to try and establish what kind of, I suppose, ingredients might be in it that would cause reason for concern for consumers on their health.
And what did you find then? We see lead and arsenic.
Yeah, so we sent them for testing for what we call a range of heavy metals. These are substances that are banned under EU regulations in cosmetics due to the health concerns that they pose. We found high levels of lead and arsenic. So for example, arsenic is a known human carcinogen, so it's known to cause cancer in humans, and of particular concern would be cancer of the bladder, liver and lung cancer for exposed, if you use it for a long period of time, you're exposed to it over a long period of time, which would be the case with, say, an eyeshadow palette that you're applying every day, or indeed a lip product that you're possibly ingesting as well.
And Aoife, tell us a little bit about where people might find these products. Is it only if you're buying something online?
No, not necessarily. So the online market is of concern. Obviously, it's much harder to control what people buy. And so that's why we're trying to raise awareness so they're more informed about the choices that they make. But we do also see it at markets and stalls, particularly around this time of year. So we do have a few, I suppose, tips for consumers around what they can look out for. So if the product is significantly cheaper than it would be on the high street in a reputable department store, say, so if your palette that you like is usually €50 and you find it either online or on a stall for €10, you should really be asking questions. So beware of prices that seem too good to be true.
Okay, I'm going to move to Trina McCarthy, who's in studio with me. Beautifully made up, not a fake makeup product on that face. But Trina, tell me, is this something that you've heard people talk about or something you've come across yourself?
Unbelievably. Like today, I put it up on my Twitter and the amount of people that got back to me saying that they'd bought these products, you know, things like the Kylie Jenner that we were talking about, Anastasia of Beverly Hills, Huda, products that you don't necessarily see in shops. They're quite often online products, so you wouldn't be as familiar with them. You wouldn't really know them, say, as something that you see in your local pharmacy the whole time. So the amount of people that got back that said they try these products, that they had awful reactions, swollen eyes, you know, and of course they are with, you know, aluminium, lead, arsenic, all this sort of thing. Actually, an interesting story. Do you remember the original film, Wizard of Oz, and there was a chap called Buddy Epson. He was supposed to be the original Tin Man, right? But they were using aluminium, one of these ingredients that are in a lot of these fake products. They were using that on him when they were filming, and he had such a bad reaction, so many health problems, that he was taken off, and a chap then called Jack Haley is the Tin Man that we know and love from The Wizard of Oz. So can you imagine? That's how bad his reaction was. Loads of people on my Twitter were telling me, a lot of them private messaged me as well, say, you know, they were a bit embarrassed that they bought them. They, you know, some people said that they just genuinely didn't realise, you know, they thought, oh my God, that's a great, and they're so expensive, all these products as well.
Absolutely. And also I think it might be something that parents might fall foul of. So say if there's teens and they're like, I really want this palette, or I really want Kylie Jenner's latest lips. If a parent then is going to go look for that, they've never seen that product before. So if they see it online and they see that they're getting a bit of a deal on it, they're probably going to fall foul of this.
Completely. I mean, even like friends of mine who I think are quite savvy have fallen foul to this, because they you can easily be fooled. But in the same way, like there's like... I call them Louis Vuitton. You know, you have the incorrect spelling. It's a, oh, is that a Louis Vuitton bag you have there? Whatever about a cheap fabric and a bag, you know, and be, you know, a knockoff bag. putting stuff on your face that's fake is so bad. You know, the consequences.
Into your eyes. Like, into your eyes. Eyeshadows into your eyes, or those lip like products into your mouth.
Absolutely. You will get swollen lips bigger than Kylie Jenner's, you know, with some of this stuff.
Forever.
Because quite often, actually, Kylie Jenner, she only sells her products from her website, because she had, everyone talks about this video where she got a doctor to have a look at what was actually in the fake Kylie Jenner products. And there was glue, for God's sake.
And nail varnish remover, I think, has been found in some of them.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, here's my top tip. Like, I understand what it's like to be a teenager and you've no money and you really want the, you know, product. In my time, it was Body Shop and Dewberry and all the White Musk and all that sort of thing. But I would go and get a palette. Like, the pro makeup artists, this is what they do. They use empty palettes that you can get from, I don't know, Muji or Makeup Forever, one of these places. And you can go and buy your less expensive, we'll say, inspired products from that have been inspired by Kylie Jenner, Anastasia, all these ones. And just pop them in, take the packaging off and pop them into one of these palettes, and you will be way cooler, let me tell you.
Than anybody else.
Yes, exactly. And far less expensive. And you won't have swollen lips stuck together with glue.
Absolutely. Well, I want to jump to John Kennedy, editor of Silicon Republic, who's also on the phone. John, this isn't only something that happens in terms of makeup and cosmetic brands. It's that time of year for fake goods online.
Well, that's it. I mean, the most expensive products you'll buy these days will be electronics, as much as, you know, you know, and the danger is you could be looking at a house fire, and, you know, I'm not sure which is more. I mean, a house fire is quite horrific, but, you know, having your lips stuck together with glue is quite horrific in my mind. But certainly, if you buy electronics today, a lot of the premium products, you know, you buy in the stores, you know, it's quite obvious what they are and how much they cost. It's when people start cutting corners on things like getting chargers for their, say, smartphone. And they might try and get an iPhone charger, and rather than going to the official Apple site or to shops that sell Apple products and spending a premium, they'll take the cheaper route. And often, what they tend to buy is often something that's like hasn't been tested or doesn't meet European standards. And you know, the danger is your house, you know, your house, it could be, you know, could go on fire, because one of the biggest causes of fires in the UK at the moment has been, you know, because of smartphones being left on in beds, for example, or faulty chargers.
And John, if you had one tip for us, because we're running out of time, is it look for that CE mark then on any of those kind of electric products?
Yeah, that's my rule of thumb. I think there was some like 400 chargers tested by the standards institute in the UK last year, and only 398 of them met European standards. When I go out shopping, whether it's for a mouse for my computer or a charger, I look for the CE mark, which is basically the European certification for basically conformity to health and safety standards. It's called Conformity European, and CE is what you'll see on any of these devices. So I'd recommend that as a rule of thumb.
Okay, we'll leave it there. That's John Kennedy, editor of Silicon Republic. Earlier we were speaking to Aoife Farrell from the Health Products Regulatory Authority, and Trina McCarthy, beauty writer and broadcaster. Thanks for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.